This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Jace. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Jason. It's a therapy Tuesday here in Cleveland, as you would expect. Can you tell me, what is this team? Because I can't figure it out. The team I saw against the Ravens is nothing that I saw yesterday against the Niners.
You know, look, I think that the Browns will beat up on bad teams. You know, I think they've got a good enough roster and they've built enough of a foundation there that – and they've got some – you know, they got, the next 2 weeks are tough, but then the schedule subsides, and I think they will prove to be an above-average team. But when they have to go against teams that can get pressure – without bringing numbers, they're in a world of trouble. And, you know, I told you guys before the Baltimore game that that would be key because they cannot do that. Their defensive line is a failure, and Baker Mayfield is good enough and smart enough to know that when seven guys are coming at him, you know, there's four guys uncovered somewhere, you know, and just dump it off. And they screened him to death, and they got in a nice rhythm, and they didn't do too much deep stuff, and the second half was an absolute – butt kicking. San Francisco is a different beast, man. They can get pressure with three and four, and they've got individuals who are a nightmare for two people to block. And when you can't block two all the time, you know, with two all the time, and if you're not just going to max protect and go with heavy sets and try to play a game in survival mode, then you're going to be in trouble. And that's the state of their offensive line. And once things start going in one direction with these guys, it seems feast or famine, right? It's either snowballing in the right direction or snowballing in the wrong direction. And this was a game, you know, obviously that quickly got away from them. And when you're now down three scores and there's still half a game to be played and these guys are kicking your butt in the trenches, you're in trouble. Because, I mean, unless you just want to run it and play rugby and bleed the clock, if you're trying to do something, you're going to have to keep passing it. Right, and we saw what happened when they kept passing it.
I was surprised, Jason, that they just completely laid an egg in San Francisco, because you know they did that in Week One against Tennessee, but then you know you beat the Jets, you play pretty well against the Rams, and then you really handle the Ravens. I just didn't see that one coming at all. Is it a major step back, or is it a little bump in the road?
I don't think it's a major step back. I'm just telling you, man, like they're going to have problems with New England, right? They're going to have problems with Seattle. Like, I mean, Seattle's going to be looking at the tape of some of these teams, what Tennessee did. The teams that can whip them up front are going to whip them up front. Like, there's no cavalry coming unless they make a trade. It is what it is with the offensive line. And that can undermine you against good teams that have the talent and the coaching to exploit it. So, like, I think we're kind of seeing who they are, and that's still and look, that still could be good enough to win this division. I mean, I don't think anybody should be freaking out, but like, I did a column before the season started, like eight areas that could undermine teams' ability to get where they want to go. I mean, I focus mostly on left tackle, but you could pick three spots on the offensive line, and Rome wasn't built in a day, and John Dorsey hasn't been there that long. You know what I mean? I just think like. A year ago, you would have signed up for 2-3, right? And I get it. They've added more talent and all that, but they're five games into this sort of reincarnation. Do I like everything I'm seeing? No. We've talked about how much is on Freddie Kitchens' plate. Is that ideal? Probably not. It's also, I don't think, though, the end of the world. Look, they're going to lose a couple more games here. And then they've got to do what I think they can do, which is beat the teams that are worse than them. And I believe they'll be capable of that. And at the end of the day, you still could be in the playoffs.
Jace, should there be finger-pointing going on? Because Browns fans want to start, well, I want to blame Freddie Kitch. I want to blame Baker Mayfield. I want to blame Antonio Callaway. I think I might need to blame John Dorsey on this. Should that be going on?
Did people think they were going to be 5-0? Like, people think they, like, losing was over. We're never going to, like,
Jason, have you ever been here before? Yes.
With Baltimore,
yes.
Right?
Yes. People thought
you,
they would
you
be.
You won in Baltimore. So yes. I know you're a game behind them, but you're not really. Because at some point, your records are going to be pretty similar. And right now, you've got the golden, you know, whatever, golden ticket. And if you sweep them, you're going to host the playoff game in all likelihood. Unless you collapse against bad teams, and I don't think that's going to be the case. But they don't have an elite pedigree yet. There's not a whole bunch of playoff caliber guys. Like, who's played in big NFL games on that roster?
Yeah, we're waiting.
You got to take some lumps here. And, like, San Francisco's humming. They're coming off a bye. They were at home, and the front four was unstoppable. Like, they just weren't going to block them. It wasn't happening on that night. Again, unless you just want to send one guy out in a pattern and have three tight ends and, you know what I mean, and try to win, you know, 9-6. But that went out the window quickly because of all the scoring going on the other way. And so what are you going to do? I really wouldn't freak out. Like, there will be teams that they can exploit the way they're built. And there will be weeks when their front four gets off the way San Francisco's did. It just didn't happen last night. And, you know, again, certain teams will be able to exploit them. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, were they supposed to be 5-0? Like, Tennessee is pretty good. Like, in hindsight, I look back at that and I'm like, okay, well, Tennessee's defense now has a body of work. I see what they're able to do up front. And I see why that was a difficult, you know, why that was a tough test for the composition of this Browns team.
Jason, would this fall under the category of freaking out? Having John Dorsey call Washington and ask what it would cost for Trent Williams.
No.
And if that price were a first-round pick, paying it.
They've been monitoring that and any other situation for a while. And if John Dorsey were to call them this week, I do not believe that would be the first phone call. The problem is that that's not – Washington right now is not operating as a rational football operation. They're in a bunker. They're kind of like where the Browns were for a while. They're football Siberia. They refuse to acknowledge who they really are. It's a two-man operation, an owner and a team president who have zero pedigree of doing the right thing in these particular roles. Bruce Allen, controlling personnel. I'm not talking about Bruce Allen, the businessman. Bruce Allen, the guy who sells tickets and comes up with marketing plans and tries to get you a new stadium. I'm talking about him having final say over the roster. So they're not, you know, teams are literally scoffing at them. Like, it is ridiculous and silly how naive and backwards the Redskins front office is. Will that change between now and October 29th? It's possible. They're going to keep getting their butts kicked. They may lose to Miami this week. Trent Williams is not coming back. So, yeah, you know, and would Cleveland be all over that? I'm sure. But there's caveats with that as well. You know what I mean? You're talking about the middle of the season, a guy who hasn't played football in a long time, a guy who's had his share of injuries and maladies lately, and, you know, it's not as plug-and-play as some other positions. So, but, yeah, I would be surprised if they don't make a move between now and then. Will it be as seismic as that potentially? Maybe, maybe not. Like I say, it takes two to tango. But I don't think it would just be limited to a left tackle either. I mean, I think they'll continue to assess their strengths and weaknesses on a week-to-week basis and try to address them through the waiver wire, through trades, through any means necessary.
Jason, at what point does Baker Mayfield kind of – I mean, like last night it felt like he paid the piper for what he did at Oklahoma against Ohio State by, you know, planting the flag, and then Nick Bosa had just a great game last night, and he did the little plant the flag back on him, and then he said in the locker room afterwards, you know, I was like, Baker. I mean, yeah. At what point does Baker Mayfield, do you think, that just stops with the, I need the other people to motivate me? You know, the Rex Ryan, like Rex Ryan, I laugh when Rex Ryan said, I deserve a game ball for the Ravens game. But at some point, there's got to be, I don't want to say it's a maturity thing, because if he needs that to motivate him, then God bless him, he can go out and get wins. But I think to the fans, and I wonder how it plays across the league and even in his own locker room, that you're using that for motivation still.
I mean, I don't think he's the only one. You know, I think Odell has some of that in him. I think there's a lot. I mean, there's guys all over the league, I think, who have that in them, and it manifests itself in different ways. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people do dumb stuff in college. I mean, Bosa still holding the grudge is kind of weird to me, too.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's,
really?
That's
like,
real valid.
You know, like, come on, man. You know, you were just a top five pick. Like, you got this, you know, pro career going on. You're mad about something this guy did when he was 19 years old. I don't know. I'm probably the wrong guy to ask about all this. I'm an old time. I still read newspapers. And, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even have Snapchat. Like, I don't know. I don't, you know what I mean? It's like it's hard for me to like get in their crawl space, and it's also hard for me because I am sort of detached from that mentality to criticize it or say he shouldn't have it, or like it's clearly part of his makeup, and he doesn't, to his credit, he doesn't shy from it, and he's not faking it, and he's not trying to be some kind of politician. Will he stay out of his Twitter mentions as time goes on a little bit more? Maybe. It's not the worst thing in the world. I had to learn that lesson, and I learned it a lot later in life than him, when I should have probably already known better. But it's human nature. So I don't know, guys. The week before, like I live in Baltimore, right? And the week before, right. Everything coming out of their facility is the Browns talk so much, and the Browns think they're good, and they're not yet. You know what I mean? And we're going to show them. And Baker, I'm sure, heard all that stuff in the comments. And how did that play out? He won that one, right?
Right.
Carved to death in the second half. So, you know what I mean? I don't know how we're going to, like, split the baby. Like, oh, well, that – you know what I mean? Like, well,
sure.
It doesn't really – we shouldn't talk about it when it – I mean, I don't know, man. His record as a starter? He's got to be above 500 as a Cleveland Browns starter, right? They finished 5-2 last year, right?
I think he's a game above 500.
I mean, like, and where were they before that? Like, I don't know. Like, let's have a modicum of, like, take a deep breath, right, and let the season – play out a little bit. It's weird to me, like, after having lost for so long, you know what I mean? That instead of being like, hey, not a good game, but you know what? Baltimore, did you watch that one? Like, they were no great shakes against Pittsburgh. They were on the Pittsburgh third-string quarterback, or fourth, or whatever, how many they've gone through, and it took a dude punching a ball out of Juju's hands for them not to lose that one. Like, you know what I mean? You're going to be all right. Like, you're going to be playing games in December that matter. Like, try to enjoy the ride to get there, and then if it falls apart then, like, whatever. But I just think people are so looking at this from, like, just so ready to pick it apart, you know what I mean? And it's like, let it breathe a little bit. Like, this is still so much better than anything that's going on there. I can't believe I'm the guy saying all this.
I know. We used to think you hated Cleveland.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Jace, before I let you go, just to make you feel a little bit younger, I know you don't have Snapchat. Jeff is still using a rotary phone, so if that makes you feel better.
I'll bring them back.
Exactly.
All right, Jace, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time. We love talking to you on Tuesdays, too. So thanks, Jason.
My pleasure. Talk to you guys next
All right,
week.
Make sure you watch him on CBS
thanks,
Sports.
Jason.
And, of course, you heard him right here on 92.3 The Fan. He's always on with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.